Unsportsmanlike.
Trying to get out, including an American from Utah who just told Fox's Trey Yingst.
They took our passports and we're waiting till they give us the passports back.
So that's a positive development for this American woman and her young son. They've crossed the Gazan side of the crossing. They're now on the Egyptian side being processed.
Now he's near the Gaza border where Israeli forces push deeper, battling Hamas in tunnels. As for the attacks on buildings at a refugee camp,
Hamas puts their tunnel network and command centers underneath those buildings. But we should be very critical of the strikes here, and we are asking questions to the Israeli military about how many civilians they knew were there.
Officials in Gaza say the deaths there are now part of a total of 9,061 Palestinians killed since Israel started waging war after the terror attacks. 18 Israeli soldiers have been killed in Gaza, and Israel's up the number of hostages Hamas is holding, 242. House Republicans could vote today to approve $14 billion in military aid to Israel.
Even if the bill passes the House, the White House has said President Biden would veto it. Instead, the president wants to see Israel aid passed as part of a $106 billion package that includes aid for Ukraine.
Fox's Ryan Schmell is also in the House. An attempt to censure Democratic Congresswoman Rashida Tlaib.
She has been mimicking and parroting Hamas talking points. She refuses to correct her misinformation and terrorist propaganda.
But while Congresswoman Elise Stefanik voted in favor, 23 of her fellow Republicans sided with Democrats, tabling the Tlaib censure. The House also rejected an attempt to expel Congressman George Santos over lies the Republican told voters that led to criminal indictments. For the first time, the Texas Rangers celebrating a World Series title.
This is what you work your whole life for, and we accomplished our goals, and I'm so proud of this team.
Catcher Jonah Heim after Texas's 5-0 Game 5 win over Arizona on Fox to win the World Series. America's listening to Fox News.
As a mom, comforting my family is what I do best. Vicks VapoStick provides soothing, non-medicated Vicks Vapors in an easy-to-apply stick. And it dries fast, so there's no mess. I use it to comfort myself and my family.
Thanks, Mom.
Vicks VapoStick. Soothing comfort for the whole family. And when you need more comfort for yourself, try Vicks VapoShower for steamy Vicks Vapors.
Use as directed. VapoStick for use ages 4 and up. VapoShower use for adults only.
Jesse Kelly here. Do you feel protected? My personal protection plan is owning gold. The Oxford Gold Group helps you buy gold to have on hand or convert it into your 401k. If things get weird, I have gold on hand. I like that. You can buy coins or convert part of your 401k with the Oxford Gold Group. It's easy and safe. 833-995-GOLD. That's 833-995-GOLD. 833-995-GOLD.
Israel's war against Hamas has led to increased concerns about the potential for a terror attack here in the U.S. The FBI director warned us about that this week. Attorney General Merrick Garland says
the Justice Department has no tolerance for violence or unlawful threats of violence fueled by anti-Semitism or Islamophobia.
After a series of pro-Palestinian protests on college campuses, a Cornell University student is facing charges of threatening Jews.
21-year-old Patrick Dye appeared in federal court in New York, handcuffed and wearing an orange jumpsuit. His parents were in court as well. Prosecutors wanted a detention hearing, calling him a flight risk, but Dye waived that. He did not enter a plea on charges of making threats to kill or injure another using interstate communications and is due back in court in mid-November. Dye's parents previously told the New York Post their son had been experiencing deep depression. Law enforcement found him in his apartment after tracking his IP address. He had written on a university Greek form about wanting to kill, rape, and behead Jews. The Broome County Sheriff said Dye was being watched closely in jail for his and their safety. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
In Maine, after there was a massacre a week ago, a push for an independent commission to investigate.
Governor Janet Mills says she wants the commission to not only determine the facts and circumstances of the October 25th Lewiston shootings that killed 18 people at a bowling alley and bar, but also the police response to them. She also wants the group to look at the months leading up to the event, including the mental health of the gunman, Robert Card, citing the concerns that were brought to the attention of his Army Reserve Unit and law enforcement officials in both Maine and New York.
That's Fox's Tanya J. Powers. President Biden will go to Lewiston, Maine tomorrow to meet with survivors and victims' families. On Wall Street, stock futures have been rising the day after big gains following the Fed's decision not to raise interest rates again for now. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. Illinois State Police releasing a video showing a state trooper being shot last week in Springfield. Police say the footage shows Cristobal Santana of Chicago pulling out a gun and firing shots at trooper Dakota Chapman Green during the stop. Santana then severely beat the trooper with a gun and drove away before being arrested a couple of hours later. He's been charged with attempted murder. Several lawmakers in southern Illinois challenging the state's sanctuary status. Legislators sponsoring a bill that would repeal the Trust Act. House Republican floor leader Patrick Windhorst and State Representatives Dave Severin and Paul Jacobs issued a joint statement saying the Trust Act has been disastrous. They claim 628,000 undocumented immigrants reside in the state. Champaign police investigating after a swastika put on a tree in Mattis Park. The hate symbol discovered by a passerby early yesterday in the 600 block of Devonshire Drive. Anyone with information, please contact Champaign police. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Well, thank you, Jim, and a good Thursday morning, my friends. ESPN 93.5, it is November 2. Our weather with meteorologist Greg Solier brought to you this morning by the Urbana Park District.
Boy, they have some terrific fall programs and getting into the winter. So if you need more details, just visit urbanaparks.org.
Mr. Greg Solier, that was Diane Ducey.
Mm-hmm.
I am Stevie J, and it's great having Mr. Weatherman. We're going to fall back on the clocks here in 2 days, sir.
Sure,
it's going to get darker, shorter daylight, all that. I can't imagine living in Anchorage. And what is it, all daylight or all dark? Come on. Woo, that'd be
fun. Yeah, or those northern Scandinavia countries. I mean, I would mind the summer sun, but it's the winter that would get me.
No, it'd be dark anyways. All the time. All right, my friend, what are you seeing out here?
Yeah, well, we're in a relatively good shape around here. A little uptick in swing in temperatures over the next couple of days and allowing, I guess, one and all to continue forth to enjoy some of the lingering evening sun around here as it stands and even some harvest opportunities if things are firming up back out there on the back 40. A couple of weather systems in sight for next week, none of which are getting me all excited about significant moisture totals across the area. So we press forward. There'll be another little cool off in temperature readings around here the second half of next week, but apart from that, the main storm track expected to evolve here over the deep south and southeastern states here in the coming days and weeks. Good news with water levels down there and dryness and drought, not much opportunity to get any significant recharge farther north into the Mississippi River Valley. Out the door this morning, not quite as chilly as recent mornings, down to 29 though at Rantoul, 27 Bloomington, Normal, 31 at the Kankakee, to 36 at St. Louis over at Willard now, 30 on a correct wind out of the south. Mostly sunny, not quite as chilly for the day today. That breeze picking on up out of the south, 54 the expected high, partly cloudy for tonight, and sundown, by the way, if you keep track of that, 549. The overnight low down at 36 for the day. Tomorrow, windy, partly sunny, 57. That's on target for an average typical November 3rd here in across East Central Illinois. 62, not bad on a dry, partly sunny Saturday. And a few sprinkles around on Sunday, not a complete wash, and high temperature about 63. Remember the earlier sunset at that point and going forward. 64 Monday with a couple of rain showers may linger into Tuesday. A quarter inch of stuff out of this, I think, at best, so we can work and play through that. 50s, though, return for Tuesday, and we're stuck in the low to mid 50s for highs next Wednesday and Thursday. Maybe a little more rain back in the forecast for late next week as well. For Steve J. Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solgay.
John Schweppe. That's how I'm saying it, right, John?
That's correct.
Director of Policy and Government Affairs for American Principles Project and a GOP strategist. Well, Christopher Wray, the FBI director, was in front of a committee yesterday, and he was talking a little bit about what the heck's going on with our security on the border. May I play Senator Rick Scott asking the all-important question, and I'm not stopping it. I'm just playing the dead air that our FBI director gave us yesterday.
Do you believe, is the United States safer from foreign terror threats today? Are we safer than when Joe Biden took office, from the day he took office?
Wish I could show his eyes. Blink, 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 blink.
What I would say to you
10 seconds, 10 seconds of dead air, John. 10 seconds, and if I counted 12 blinks and about 7 eyeball, like, oh, crap.
He had to think about it.
No, he's got his boss.
Okay.
You're asking me if we're safe. The answer is no.
I mean, you can't say that.
The answer is from my big fat Greek wedding. No, to mandate your daughter. No. John, it was embarrassing, but it also is extremely urgent that we know that this is a 9/11 kind of a alert. We got stuff, and there are people in our country we don't know anything about them. What say you?
No, I think that's exactly correct. You know, Senator Scott caught him there because the reality is everyone knows that we aren't safe, that things are much worse now, that you look at all around the world, we have, you know, crises popping up everywhere now with the Israel one being the latest. And this is all because of a lack of American leadership. I mean, when you have a president who is quite literally bumbling around the world, who's you know, basically a joke to all these world leaders because he's just not there anymore. You know, it does have an effect. And the other thing, and this is really relevant to Christopher Wray, you know, our agencies are all focused on the wrong things rather than actually keeping Americans safe. They're focused on, you know, parents going to school board meetings, right? And white supremacy and all of these things. They've been talking about anti-Semitism for several years now. But they mean, you know, dorky nerds living in their mom's basement posting on the internet, not the actual, you know, Muslim terrorists who want to actually kill people. And so, yeah, we're a lot less safe today. It's funny because of the silence, but it's actually really dangerous. And I think, you know, Americans are going to suffer for it, unfortunately.
Yeah, I'm telling you, though, the Joe Biden stuff and all the clips and things, I don't like them. President Xi is watching this, and so is all the Hamas people. This is really embarrassing, and it's sad. It's a sad human thing, and I don't like seeing Joe Biden up there doing that because, you know, you might say, oh, he's a joke. Well, he's my joke, so shut up. You know, still our president, and listen, this is what happens when there is a feel of weak leadership or something going wrong here, and we got it, whether you want to believe it or not. Now, the only campaign edge they have is you can't vote for Trump. He's the devil. That's it. They got nothing. They got nothing, John.
Yeah, they told us Trump would start World War III. I mean, I remember that specifically. They told us you couldn't trust Trump with all of these world leaders. And, you know, we've seen what their expertise on the left has gotten us, and it's been pretty devastating. And so, you know, look, elections have consequences, but this is something people got to consider when they go to the polls next November. You know, maybe Trump sends mean tweets. Maybe he, you know, isn't the most likable guy to some people. I think he's pretty funny. But, you know, he did a good job for 4 years. You know, we were safer. And I think a lot of people are going to want to go back.
Yeah, well, we'll see. I don't know. I just know that it's a weird time in America when Robert Kennedy Jr. looks really good to me. Really good to me. I'm telling you, he just showed up in a Quinnipiac poll with 22% in a three-way race. Biden 39, Trump 36, Robert Kennedy Jr. 22. John, do you think that's got legs?
I do. I do think it has legs.
Why does he take more from Trump than Biden, though?
Well, I think right now you have a really divided Republican primary, and you have people who are pretty upset, both at Ron DeSantis and at Trump. Look, when the primary's over, I think the Republicans will come together and that 22% will go down. But I do think it's a signal, right? I mean, the reality is that a lot of Americans are wishing we had, you know, a better choice. We're going to have two older guys, you know, going at it, two guys who most Americans don't necessarily like. And, you know, I think people wish there could be another choice. But I don't think Kennedy will finish at 22%. I still think he'll probably end up as like a, you know, 3 or 4% when it gets to November.
Wow. Okay. And what about not Kanye West, the other West? Will he get anything from the progressives?
Well, Cornell is he's actually out there marching with the Free Palestine folks. So he's going for that for that hard left vote, which, you know, I mean, these are folks that Biden is struggling with right now because they don't think he's adequately anti-Israel. And so same situation. I don't think it'll be a large percentage, but if Cornell gets on the ballot in key states, it could absolutely make a difference.
I'm telling you, John Schweppe, last question. Where are we in America when we have people supporting not Palestine, Hamas? They're supporting Hamas, a terrorist group that massacred women and children. How can any human say that was fine? I don't get it.
It's wokeism. Wokeism really corrupts your mind. It makes you, you know, frankly, a cult. But a lot of these people are naive, and they view everything through group identity politics. And so because they hate white people and hate Christians so much, you know, they think that they have to side with the terrorists. You actually don't. You actually don't have to hand it to Al-Qaeda. You don't have to hand it to Hamas. They're the bad guys. We should all be united against them.
Yeah, and some of the people, the gays and lesbians and LGBTQ, everybody that is marching for this, they would kill them. They would kill.
Absolutely.
They would kill the wokeism like tonight. It just doesn't make any sense. You guys don't understand. I think it's more. I don't understand. I think it's more of that. They can't be real understanding this thing. They just can't.
No, it's a self-destructive ideology. And look, you know, the good news, and I do believe this, I think that people, it is a fever dream. People are seeing what it is, and I think more and more Democrats are going to be coming out of it in the months ahead.
Yeah. Okay. John Schweppe, how can we connect with you, John?
I'm on Twitter, at John Schweppe, and you can check out my organization at AmericanPrinciplesProject.org.
JONSCHWE. Paul E, PPE. Thank you, John. Appreciate it very much. ESPN 93.5 Sports Headlines.
Texas Rangers did it. I mean, wow. 4-1 over Arizona Diamondbacks as far as the games go, but 5-0 yesterday.
Yeah. Zach Gallen, who was a Cardinal pitcher,
mm-hmm.
had a no-hitter going to the seventh inning in a 0-0 game.
Why'd you have to bring that up?
Sorry. 0-0 game in the seventh, and MVP of the World Series, Corey Seager, got it going.
Yeah.
Anyway, first World Series ever for Texas. The Cardinals beat them in 2011 when it looked like they were in position to win. They didn't then. They did now. And it's over. Baseball is over, and now we count it down. It's 82 days till the Cardinal Caravan.
Okay.
High Hotel and Conference Center.
We got a reset coming up.
Yep.
Go Cardinals.
Yeah.
Bobby Knight passed away at the age of 83.
Yeah, I have a few thoughts on Bobby Knight. I got to, you know, be at the scores table 20 years.
Yeah.
I watched 20 matchups, Illinois and Indiana. I was in the locker room a few times, in the press room, asked Bobby a question. I watched him get mad at the scores table. I watched him do a mm-hmm. lot. And I'll give you my observations on one Bobby Knight here coming
1971
up.
1971 through 2000, coaching the Hoosiers, yeah. and even brought Team USA some gold back in the day. He was 83. It'll be the Tennessee Titans at Pittsburgh to take on the Steelers tonight in Thursday action. It's Miami and Kansas City in Frankfurt on Sunday morning. The Bears will have New Orleans. We'll have EIU and Illinois on Monday the 6th and talking with Coach Brad Underwood tomorrow just after 8 o'clock. So tune in here at ESPN 93.5. Dallas over the Bulls in NBA action 114-105. We had Boston over the Pacers 155-104. Colorado's Avalanche over the St. Louis Blues in NHL action. That final was 4-1. Parkland beat Bride Tratton College.
Right.
That was awesome. And we had Johnny Newton now in one of the finalists for the Lombardi Award.
All right, he'll miss the first half of the game Saturday, but play the second half. We'll check Greg's weather now.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for East Central Illinois. Champaign, Urbana, and vicinity. Nice next couple of days anticipated weather-wise across the area. Temperatures back to and even a bit above seasonal norms. Bit of rain as we move on through the back end of the weekend, early next week as well. Mostly sunny, increasing south wind for the day today. High temperatures up around the 54-degree mark. That south wind 12 to 22, a bit gusty in open areas this afternoon. Not so cold tonight, down to 36. Tomorrow, sun and clouds, healthy south wind. More seasonal highs at about 57. Over the weekend, we'll top into the low and mid-60s Saturday and Sunday. Next weather system may generate a few sprinkles around here. More clouds on Sunday. Don't forget that time change back 1 hour as standard time resumes 2 a.m. on Sunday morning. So Sunday high 63. We'll be into the low to mid-60s on Monday with our best likelihood of some shower activity across the area. And about as cool down here into the middle and late parts of next week. A few sprinkles Tuesday, 54. 52 on Wednesday, near 50 next Thursday and Friday. For Stephen J. Broadcasting, I'm your host, Greg Solgay.
Accumulation, preservation, generation. At Busey Bank, these are the principles we use to build meaningful financial partnerships with our clients and their families. With sound advice and vast resources, partner with Busey for a personalized approach to your legacy. Busey Bank, building business, growing wealth since 1868. Proud to be the official bank of the Fighting Illini, member FDIC.
I'm Elizabeth McDonald, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Six Flags and Cedar Fair are merging. It's a stock deal worth about $2 billion. The amusement park companies believe they can work together to compete against SeaWorld, Disney, and Universal. Novo Nordisk, the maker of weight loss drug Wegovy, is reporting a more than 50% jump in its profit. Surging demand has created shortages of Wegovy and has some people turning to its diabetes drug Ozempic because the treatments share the same ingredient. The company is restricting the supply of lower strength doses of Wegovy to safeguard supplies for current patients. Eli Lilly made a profit in the recent quarter, but it's lowering its forecast for the year. And the Federal Reserve decided not to raise interest rates yesterday. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
New from the Fox News Podcast Network.
I'm Emily Campagno, and this is the Fox True Crime Podcast.
And I had nothing to do with her disappearance.
I sit down with the people who lived the nightmares.
I was in shock. I was just devastated.
The investigators who tirelessly worked on the case.
And I really hope that they can catch this guy.
Bringing you closer to the story than you ever thought possible.
Listen and follow now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
These are the stories that keep you up at night.
Tapman's Towing, team of experienced tow professionals, is seeking others with CDLs, previous tow experience, and or strong interest in serving others. Please visit our career page at tapmanstowing.com.
Welcome to Dick Van Dyke Appliance World.
Hi, I'm looking for a refrigerator.
When you buy from us, you get the whole store.
Oh, yeah, well, I just need a refrigerator. Don't need the whole store.
But you get it, the whole store.
My kitchen is only about this big.
You get me.
Hello.
All those delivery, installation, and service technicians in back.
Wow, all those people?
The Dick Van Dyke 5-10-year protection plan, which means in the unlikely event something goes wrong in the first 5 years, your repair cost is nothing.
Nothing?
10 years parts coverage on the major components.
Looks like I'm getting more than a refrigerator today. How much does this whole store cost?
Nothing.
Come on.
For real. We guarantee to beat any competitor's deal, all that other stuff we talked about, like our service tax.
And your 5-10-year protection plan.
All included.
I'm Dennis Freakin, chairman of Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. And when we say you get the whole store, we mean the whole store. Wow!
Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. When you buy from us, you get the whole store.
Are you tired of getting the short end of the stick and always being stuck with cold water for your showers? Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing is here to help. With current tax incentives and rebates, you can save up to $900 on a high-efficiency tankless water heater, unlimited hot water, and saving on your energy bills. It seems like the best gift you could give your home. With the current promotion of 0% financing for qualified applicants, you can't afford not to call. 217-841-4728. Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing. Your home's best friend.
All right, ESPN 93.5. So Bobby Knight passes away at the age of 83. And I was working at the scores table at the University of Illinois for about 2 decades. And I got to see 20 games between Lou Henson and Bobby Knight. And I got to tell you, I read Season on the Brink and read about that book that criticized Lou Henson, among others, and how Lou and Bobby were the best of friends. They really were. 78, 79, 80, in those days when Illinois wasn't very good, it was just coming up. But everything kind of changed when Lou started beating Bobby at basketball. It didn't go as well. And so what was Bobby Knight? Bobby Knight was, I think, a brainiac and kind of a genius when it comes to basketball and knowledge of how to win. But he certainly worked off intimidation.
Yeah.
There's no question
kind
about...
Kind of a bully, wasn't he?
Classic bully. Mm-hmm. Lou was asked later about, you know, confronting Bobby Knight in the tunnel, because Bobby Knight was a big fella, too. I'd say 6'5", and okay. Just a big guy.
Wow.
And so Lou called him a classic bully, which is kind of what he was. There's no doubt about it.
Nicknamed the General.
Yeah. Anyway, so Lou was asked about calling him a classic bully, pretty big guy. He said, I had two big policemen by me, too.
Okay.
So there is that. So anyway, what was he like? You know what? I honestly, in 20 years of watching him get mad at the official, I got to say, honestly, I never saw a time when he really exploded that I didn't think he was right.
Okay.
He would compliment them on the way down as well. Good call down there.
Mm-hmm.
But he would also intimidate. He came to the scores table and we had a substitute scorer who couldn't have been more than 23 years old. And he's supposed to when you have a substitute. And he didn't substitute the player for Indiana into the game because he was young and made a mistake.
Okay.
And Bobby came over and just screamed at him.
Okay.
The kid is, this is Bobby Knight. This is a national championship coach.
Oh, man.
So you're sitting there and you're kind of terrified.
Right.
And then Bobby went back to the bench and the game started again. And Bobby Knight turned, folded his arms and stared this guy down and didn't blink. And I kept looking over at him. I'm like, I can't believe this is happening.
Oh, man.
He did it for 60 seconds.
I don't like that.
And it was like, oh, my gosh, this poor kid. And he was just scared. And so he was a brilliant basketball X's and O's guy. And he had a tremendous career, winning 902 times. I mean, obviously, he was great. But the way he went about it and the physicality, you know, he head-bumped one of his players and the whole Neil Reed where he kind of grabbed his throat on video, all of that.
And we talked about, would that coaching style stand up in today's standards? And everybody at the table in our supper club yesterday was like, no way.
No, I don't think for a moment.
And he has Army in his background, so maybe it's part of the military
He recruited and mentored and taught Mike Krzyzewski from Duke. That was his player.
And he played at Ohio State.
He won a national championship at Ohio State. He also won two national championships at NCAA. He won an Olympic gold with Michael Jordan in 1984.
That's right. I forget about his Texas Tech chapter.
Texas Tech, he won a bunch of games. He won the Pan American Games. He called Michael Jordan the best by far in basketball.
Wow.
As a player.
Okay.
And again, he wasn't observant as much as LeBron James because that was later and he was getting older. I don't know. I just saw a clip of him talking about Michael. Anyway, it's a loss for the basketball world from the standpoint of legend, but he's there. He's in the Hall of Fames and all that. Was his method appropriate? Yeah, you can debate that. But he certainly was based on intimidation. I was in the press room a number of times, and I guarantee you every press guy was nervous about asking the proper question. You just can't. He was nice to me when I said, compare Bruce Douglas and Steve Alford. And he just didn't rip me, but he just says, I don't compare players.
Okay.
You know.
Gotcha.
Didn't know that. I was like 21.
Uh-huh.
But again, Rick Zurak from Channel 17 famously asked, hey, coach, what do you tell your boys? We just beaten them by 20, 25.
Uh-oh.
Get a shower, get dressed, get on the bus. What the hell do you want me to tell them?
Uh-huh.
You get on them when they get beat. No, when you get on them when they lose, not when you get beat.
Okay.
So in other words, you make mistakes and you lose a game when you shouldn't, or you just get beat.
Right.
So we beat them. And a number of times. And so Lou and Bobby never really got along after Lou actually started beating him. But they used to go to dinner all the time.
Yeah.
And the famous black chair that Bobby Knight gave Lou Henson.
Yes, yes.
I believe that's still hanging in the garage from the ceiling. I think it's still there. But I saw it
at
many
the
times.
At the Henson house?
I somebody's garage.
Okay.
Anyway, it was never, you know, they weren't. It wasn't the same after Lou got competitive and started beating Bobby. And probably the greatest win against Bobby Knight was the Nick Anderson shot at Indiana. Tie game 67-67. Stephen Bardo to Nick Anderson. About 30, 40, maybe a 45-foot shot. Nothing but net. That was the flying Illini.
Okay.
In early 89.
Well, this goes into the bio and talks about the three-point shot wasn't adopted until 1986 by the NCAA and how that kind of made his, known for his man-to-man defense and all that.
Yeah, but, well, he played it. But again, in 2000, it ended. They asked him to resign. He wouldn't. They fired him. So he finally went back in 2020. To Indiana, IU, and came on the court and was actually crying. So, Bobby Knight dead at the age of 83. All right, we're coming back. We got something fun Tuesday. If you can come, it's iHotel. We're going to tell you about 2024 and some of the cool trips we have on Stevie J Travel. That's this Tuesday. Hi, it's Stevie J. I want to invite you to Stevie J Travel's unveiling of the 2024 travel itinerary. Are you interested? You might as well come. It's free. 10:30 in the morning, Tuesday, November 7th at the beautiful iHotel. Keith from Premier will be there, and he'll kind of identify where you're going to go next year. We got the Albuquerque Balloon Festival. We got a trip to Alaska. We got great
Fleetwood Mac rumors is coming to
trips that you'll be interested in taking a look at and maybe even joining us on an excursion and an adventure next year. 2024 is upon us. We need to start thinking about where you're going. Stevie J Travel, you can go to steviejtravel.com for more information or just simply come on over to the iHotel and Conference Center on Tuesday, November 7th, 10:30 in the morning, and we'll be excited to share some of the trips we partner with Premier on and some other surprises. Again, it's Stevie J Travel, iHotel, November 7th, 10:30 in the morning. Stevie J Travel, where do you want to go?
Fox News, I'm CJ Papa. Israel Defense Forces inching closer to the area around Gaza City, but the fighting is fierce.
The Israelis have had a lot of trouble with the Al-Qassam Brigades, Hamas's military wing, popping out of tunnels and firing anti-tank guided missiles and RPGs at their forces. They've also been throwing grenades and engaging those troops in small arms fire.
Fox's Trey Inks in southern Israel, and Trey just reporting as well, a woman from Utah and her son, who didn't get out of Gaza yesterday, made it to Egypt today using the Rafah crossing. The Biden administration says some 400 people are still stranded in Gaza. Jury deliberations in the trial disgraced former crypto honcho Sam Bankman-Fried could begin today. In a New York City courtroom, his defense team described him as a simple math nerd, no intent to defraud investors. While prosecutors said he built his FTX crypto exchange in a pyramid of deceit in their closing arguments. America's listening to Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. One person dead following a crash in McHenry County over the weekend. Pedro Osorio driving Sunday when he crashed on Route 14 near Dunham Road. He died on scene. That crash is under investigation. A Buddy Guy concert in Champaign is being rescheduled. The show is scheduled to take place November 8th at the Virginia Theater. However, the concert's been rescheduled for June 26th next year due to a medical issue affecting the artist. Fans who already bought tickets for next week's show can use them for the rescheduled performance. Gas service in Clinton down after a pipeline damage yesterday morning. The fire department said a Facebook page, the line located in the area of Route 54 and Miller Street, and that it was damaged when a service crew hit it. As of noon yesterday, the gas leak stopped and there's no danger. Local officials are investigating that incident. A reminder, the Macon County Clerk's Office has announced that voter information cards are now being mailed to all registered voters. That's what's happening. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Crossroads Contractor Supply specializes in the delivery of tools and supplies within a 150-mile radius of Champaign-Urbana. Reliable, timely, and with reasonable prices, Crossroads Contractor Supply knows what equipment and tools are needed for your job. Get the job done right with proper tools and equipment. Did something break? Construction materials, tools, as well as safety equipment, all available at Crossroads Contractor Supply. Visit CrossroadsContractorSupplyIL.com.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for East Central Illinois, Champaign-Urbana, and vicinity, and a moderating trend in temperatures getting underway that'll take us into the weekend and early next week. The next cold front will drop temperatures down to a bit below average, and from time to time over the back end of the weekend and into next week, a little rain will fall, but nothing of major significance with back 40 and backyard work in mind. Mostly sunny for the day today, a bit of a breeze picking up out of the south as the day wears on. Not so chilly this afternoon either, up to 54, about tonight at 36 under a partly cloudy sky. Tomorrow, partly sunny, windy, more seasonal highs at 57 on a south wind 15 to 25 miles per hour and gusty. Saturday, partly sunny, 62. Maybe a few sprinkles of rain early and late in the day on Sunday. Don't forget that time change before we retire. Saturday night, highs to about 63 on Sunday. A Monday, I have 64. A little rain at times. That'll carry into Tuesday at 54. Highs into the lower 50s next Wednesday and Thursday. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solgay.
Thank you, Greg. Weather brought to you by Carl.
Encourage the women in your life to get their annual mammogram. The earlier diagnosis, the better chances for survival. Mills Breast Cancer Institute at Carl is there for you every step of the way. Learn more at carl.org.
All of our guests appear on the Tavern's Towing phone line. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Thursday.
John Decker. I want to talk to John Decker. He is the one we know. I want to talk to John Decker. He's at the White House in press room.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is John Decker, Gray, G-R-A-Y, Gray Television's White House correspondent, national correspondent. Kind of a big deal. How are you, John?
Hey, I'm doing great, Stevie. Hope you're doing well. Having a good week as well this week.
Yes, sir. Rick Scott. I played this earlier in the hour. I want to do it again. Rick Scott. Senator Scott asking our FBI director, Christopher Wray, if we are safer under Joe Biden than we were.
Do you believe, is the United States safer from foreign terror threats today? Are we safer than when Joe Biden took office, from the day he took office?
1001, 1002, 1003, 1004, 1005, 1006. So he was blinking a dozen times, and it was a little awkward because he's talking about his boss. Clearly, we're under some duress because we don't know, John. We don't know.
Well, it's interesting you say he's his boss because, yes, Joe Biden, if he wished to do so, could fire the FBI director, just like Donald Trump fired James Comey. But having said that, he doesn't really report to Joe Biden. He's got a 10-year term. And he's in the midst of that 10-year term. I think it's a difficult question to answer. You know, I mean, I'm not making excuses for the FBI director, but there's so many parameters to ask. I'm curious if I hope you have that, the bite of how he answered that question, because it's just a difficult question to answer. Do you have that bite?
I have the beginning of the bite.
What I would say to you is that the terror threats have elevated.
That's what he said. But I think if you look at the numbers, I don't know.
Yeah.
You're right. Factually, I don't know. But if you have 151 known on the terrorist watch list that are in our country versus zero in 2019, I would speculate that there's a chance that we do have more of a threat. But again, until something happens, I guess you can't say definitively. But right now, with all that's going on with this anti-Israel stuff and anti-Jewish stuff, I mean, there's reason to be very cautious, because not everybody that hears the spoken word is sane. They are not mentally right, and they might go stab somebody out of it like they've done already.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. I think that was one of the reasons why the FBI director, Christopher Wray, spoke about what he's seen in terms of the rise in anti-Semitism across the country in particular. You know, he knows things that we do not know, you know, and I think he chooses his words very carefully when he speaks. And here he was before Congress under oath, you know, and that makes me concerned, because, again, he did say that. But, you know, to say just that statement means he knows a lot out there in terms of FBI intelligence and intelligence that's conducted from people who wish to do harm to others. So, yeah, you're right. This is a very concerning time in our country.
Well, I mean, too, what would you ever do if you're law enforcement anywhere of a lone wolf? You can't stop that.
Yeah.
You can't stop
that's
it.
Right.
There's too many
people.
Well,
you can't. Absolutely. I mean, look, you know, different set of circumstances, but look at Maine, you know, in terms of what happened there.
Yeah.
Just a few weeks ago. And, you know, the President Biden will travel to Maine tomorrow. You know, these types of trips, they are so tough. You know, I was with President Obama when he went down to Charleston, South Carolina. You remember the mass shooting in that church?
Yep.
I was with President Trump and the aftermath of that mass shooting at the synagogue in Pittsburgh. I mean, these are happening too regularly in our country. And, you know, it's just one of those things that, you know, unfortunately is a fact of life that presidents now have to contend with.
Well, I don't think we ever thought that the country and you know, Nikki Haley threw out one out of three have mental problems, and that's a lot of people.
Yeah, that is. I don't know where that number comes from, but look, you know, I mean, it's happening in small communities like Lewiston, Maine.
Yep.
I mean, you know, probably never heard much about Lewiston, Maine before this mass shooting. It's happening in, you know, urban areas like Pittsburgh. It's happening in every pocket of the country. No one, no community is immune to what we're seeing happening with those mass shootings.
Okay, so we've got an election, is what I'm hearing, in 2024.
We do. You realize, Stevie, next year at this time,
unreal,
we'll be in the election cycle. Well, we'll be in the final week of the election cycle. It's going to be unbelievable. It'll be here before you know it.
I mean, this is the weirdest, most unbelievable proposed presidential matchup. I don't want Joe Biden to debate. I don't want Joe Biden to speak in public. I feel it's more a human empathy of a guy that you'd see at the nursing home. I'm sorry. It's not very good, and I don't want him out there. because now I'm feeling more the human element of this guy. It's a sad state of where we're all headed north of with our age. But it's not good. And I'm not buying Trump versus Biden. I still don't buy that, John. I know it's getting late.
I love that you feel that way. And you're going to be the brilliant one out there because who knows? It's not going to be Trump versus Biden this time next year. And you'll play that clip back because you said it so often. But we'll have to wait and see. As things stand today, as you know, if you're a betting man, you're betting that it's going to be that rematch in 2024. That's what, you know, I think is going to be the case, but you never know. On both sides, you just never know, and a lot can happen between now and next year at this time.
But you're not voting for Joe Biden. You'd be voting against Donald Trump. There's no way you can get a
But that's what happened in 2020.
Yeah,
though,
but right? Even then, you go back to 2020, and I did to look at the clips. That was a different man.
Yeah.
Joe Biden was even – it was slower – but you go back to 2012 and watch him against Paul Ryan, it's like, criminy, this guy's pretty good.
I don't think anybody should be running after 70. I know Trump is 77 and Biden is 80.
Yeah.
I just feel like, how can we cap this off?
They have to legislate that. They have to allow us to do term limits and or age out, and they're not going to do that. Because, Johnny, you lose half the chamber if you said 80 is the number. 80?
Yeah, well,
come
that's
on.
Right.
Not half.
Or what Diane just said, 70. My gosh, you'd have the whole House of Representatives gone practically.
Yeah,
my gosh.
My vote is 70 and under.
If you get into power and you're making coin and everybody loves you and fawns over you and everybody has a camera in your face, you just don't give that up. Republican or Democrat. This is cool.
Yeah.
My driver's out there, right? My driver's out there. Do I have protection? Listen,
there are exceptions to the rule, though. I mean, Patrick Leahy, remember him?
Yeah.
Senator from Vermont.
Yeah.
I think he's, if you look it up, if you Google it, I bet he's the same exact age as Joe Biden. And he gave it up. He said, you know what, I want to spend time with my grandkids. He realized, you know, I could probably still do this job, but I'm going to leave the stage and, you know, pass the baton to someone younger.
Yeah.
So he's done it. You know, I mean, it's been done before.
Well, the thing with Patrick Leahy, his grandkids are 40. Come on, man.
Right. That's true.
A little late to spend time with
too
the grandkids.
Good.
Come on, man. We're struggling. The country has so many issues. We're so divided. We got wokeism that is permeating as a virus because I don't understand how a human being, no matter what, cannot just, it's fine to support Palestine and whatever, you know, occupy, whatever you want to say, but you can't support Hamas. You can't support and not blast the massacre. That's just wrong. And yet we have that. They're not supporting Palestine. They're supporting Hamas. I don't get that. I just don't understand.
That's nutty. You know, when you have, and we were seeing it on college campuses in particular, college president puts out a statement in which he condemns the terrorist activity of Hamas, that the brutal killing of innocent people in Israel. And he's attacked by faculty members. How dare you, you know, attack Hamas?
Yeah.
It's just a weird world that we live in right now.
Okay, so Mike Johnson, new Speaker of the House. He sounds very, very smart. He has a nice voice, which I think in politics actually matters.
That's important, absolutely.
I really do, and I think
I
think Barack Obama was greatly helped by the timbre as well. I think he's a very, very good voice.
Sure.
So where are we? Have the Republicans really coalesced around Mike Johnson, the new Speaker?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I don't think he's, you know, in the same precarious position that Kevin McCarthy was, even after Kevin McCarthy was elected as the House Speaker. You know, it seemed to me it was just a matter of time before he was challenged in terms of his speakership. Not the case with Mike Johnson, but now he's got a difficult task at hand because you know about this aid package that President Biden has sent up to the Capitol. The Senate wants to have an aid package that includes funding for Ukraine and Israel and the aid package to send it to President Biden's desk for his signature. Mike Johnson says, we just want to have an aid package that funds aid to
Fleetwood
Israel. What was that?
No, go ahead. Aid package that just, they want to just bundle it, and the Republicans want to say, let's take this one bite at a time, right?
Yeah, that's right. And so, look, you know, one party controls the House, another party controls the Senate. You got to figure out, you know, what can get passed right now, and maybe it is just aid to Israel. I don't know. But, you know, you can't have this standoff that's taking place. We have divided government. You have to work together. So we'll see what happens. And it's not like you can just wait and wait and wait. I mean, you know, you're talking about aid that definitely does need to get to Israel when you're talking about an attack on its very survival.
Why not do it separately? It's like, you know, honey, we have a budget. We're going to put the car payments here, but let me put the bouncy houses of the kids' birthday in it too. Why not be more specific if you can just have a separate vote? Because there's a different feeling for Israel than I think there is for Ukraine from the public.
Well, it's a really good point that you make, and it's a good analogy that you make. You know, I think that, you know, you could argue by putting all of it together, you know, aid to Israel, aid to Ukraine, money for border security, money to deal with protecting Taiwan, you put it all together. And for some people, there are poison pills in there, you know, and that may be the reason why it's this big bundled aid package as opposed to just dealing with each issue separately.
Well, they're throwing in other things, too. If California needs a building for something over in that corner. I mean, it just doesn't – all that stuff's always happened. I've never understood it. I understand it, but I don't think it's right. But it's just so much money. You just throw it in there so I get my things so I get reelected.
Yeah.
I just constant effort. All right, John Decker on the Tappan's Towing phone line, just a couple more minutes. Big things on the horizon for you in the next week and a half. Do you have any idea? Do you know that far ahead what you're doing?
I do. So next week, I think Monday of next week, I will travel. I don't even know where it's going to be, but I'm going to travel with President Biden. That's going to be on Air Force One. You know, he's going to be traveling up to Maine on Friday. He's coming out to your state. He's going to be in Illinois next Thursday. But I think it's on Monday that I'm traveling with President Biden. And then 2 weeks from now, I'm going to be in San Francisco for the APEC summit with the president. And that is going to be a summit in which President Biden will meet once again face-to-face with President Xi of China. So that's going to be a pretty consequential meeting that will take place in just 2 weeks' time.
Okay. I wonder how that'll look. They have people. Does President Xi even speak English at this point? I don't know.
I don't know. I know Putin speaks a little, but, you know, they generally speak in their native tongue.
How valuable in history have interpreters been? Remember the guy that walked around with Gorbachev and Reagan? I mean, that guy, he held peace in his hands, the interpreter.
Right. That's right. That's exactly right.
Peace filter kind of thing when he's interpreting, you know?
It's a little... Hey, Stevie, it's a little bit off topic, but it still makes me laugh so hard. Do you remember the sign language interpreter during the funeral of Nelson Mandela? And he wasn't a sign language interpreter. He just made it all up.
You're kidding.
Do you remember this moment?
I don't remember that. Is that a YouTubeable moment?
Right.
YouTube it. It's too good.
Wait
it's
a minute. How did that? SNL, how did that happen?
I do not know how that happened. And then SNL did a parody of it, which is also very funny. I think, you know, it was what's the cast member who's been on there for forever who's so funny? He was the one who did the parody of it. But in any case, I know it's off topic, but you brought my mind to that moment, which was crazy that could have happened.
There's a guy who is one of Grace's judges at Miss Illinois, and he's remained a friend. He's coming to Grace's wedding in a month. Steve Fan, he's the Capitol Hill interpreter. He does the sign language for Capitol Hill, and wonderful guy. But I mean, that's stuff that you want to do some good with. I can't believe Nelson Mandela had a guy get through the cracks on that deal, and that's terrible.
Well, Nelson Mandela was there was his funeral.
I know, the family, but it's just like making fun of somebody that did sign language. Wait a minute, what is he doing? That's not it. That's not right. Nuts. Crazy. All right, John Decker, Gray Television, White House ace journalist. Appreciate it and stay.
Always appreciate it, Stevie.
Stay in the country. I don't really, not excited if you go to Israel or anything. I think he needs to.
Yeah, no, I don't have any plans to leave the country anytime soon. So I'll give you a heads up, but staying domestic and staying safe. You stay safe, TV if you travel with the president. I got.
Well, I would think that would be the case. No question. Maybe maybe do another. What do they call him? A gaggle when he comes out with his blue zip up or whatever he had on when he was.
Yeah.
I don't know if you saw.
Maybe he'll do that.
If you saw that piece where he's talking and you got Anthony Blinken standing in the closet and John Kirby on. It looked weird. Just those guys are and their eyes are wide open like, oh crud, what do we have to cover for now? What is he saying?
By the way, the SNL guy was Kenan Thompson.
Kenan Thompson.
There you go. Thank you. I love that guy. That guy should never leave that show. He's
so funny. John Decker, we appreciate you. Thanks so much.
Thanks so much. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
You as well. That's John Decker, White House correspondent, national correspondent for Gray Television, GRAY. They have affiliates in Illinois, but not in Champaign yet.
Okay.
All right, ESPN 93.5, it's Thursday. Nathaniel Sun coming up next with a look at Did You Know about the University of Illinois and stuff I didn't know.
Mm.
Stand by. We check your weather. Meteorologist Greg Soyer brought to you by Watts Copy Systems. You get a check, a free analysis of your copy and needs. A color printing can be very expensive. Watts is local. They'll be happy to help you. Call Greg Wolf, Watts Copy Systems, where service is more than a promise.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for East Central Illinois. Champaign, Urbana, vicinity. Nice next couple of days anticipated weather-wise across the area. Temperatures back to and even a bit above seasonal norms. Bit of rain as we move on through the back end of the weekend, early next week as well. Mostly sunny, increasing south wind for the day-to-day. High temperatures up around the 54-degree mark. That's south wind 12 to 22, a bit gusty in open areas this afternoon. Not so cold tonight, down to 36. Tomorrow, sun and clouds, healthy south wind. More seasonal highs at about 57. Over the weekend, we'll top into the low and mid-60s Saturday and Sunday. Next weather system may generate a few sprinkles around here. More clouds on Sunday. Don't forget that time change back 1 hour as standard time resumes 2 a.m. on Sunday morning. So Sunday high 63. We'll be in the low to mid-60s on Monday with our best likelihood of some shower activity across the area. And about as cool down here into the middle and late parts of next week. A few sprinkles Tuesday at 54, 52 on Wednesday, near 50 next Thursday and Friday. For Steve VJ Broadcasting, I'm Dorchester. Greg Soldier.
All right, thank you, Greg. Brought to you by Busey for over 150 years. Busey, member FDIC. On Thursday, we have a little feature with my son, Nathaniel. And to identify him better, I call him Nathaniel Son. He's in Chicago. Nathaniel Son, good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for coming down last weekend and building a wall in our basement, putting in a door. And how did you get so handy? My gosh.
Unbelievable. Well, you know, it's funny when you... I don't know. I guess when you buy a house, you are presented with a lot of opportunities to work on stuff. And a lot of it I chose to do. I elected to do it. So I've just been able to learn along the way.
Well, let me also point out, you learned how to play a massive keyboard by going to YouTube, watching the guy play, and then playing it. I could never understand that either. He's brilliant. Takes after his mother and my wife. All right, Nathaniel's son, what do you know?
Well, this morning we're going to get to briefly discuss a topic that's near and dear to all of us who live in Central Illinois or are from Central Illinois, excuse me, and that is the college that puts Champaign-Urbana on the map, the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign. Now, did you know that Illinois actually started out as Illinois Industrial University, and it was a child of something called the Morrill Act? Now, what the Morrill Act is it was named for a guy named Justin Morrill, who's a congressman from Vermont. He originally proposed and passed the bill, but it's also known as the Land-Grant College Act, and it was legislation that would assist states in financing colleges that would specialize in agriculture and mechanical arts, which really became agriculture, engineering, and military science, which makes sense for Illinois. Now, this act was the result of a movement that really started in about 1840, when rural communities or families in rural communities sought access and opportunities for higher education. Now, in 1859, the act was actually approved by Congress, but it was vetoed by then-President James Buchanan. Mm. And it seems like the reason that this was vetoed is because of some of the tensions, as many of us may know, that were rising between the southern states and the northern states, which, as we all know, led to the Civil War starting in 1860. Now, 3 years later, the Morrill Act was redrafted, put back in front of Congress, and passed under President Lincoln in 1862. Now, when it was passed, though, the states that were part of the Confederacy were not originally included in the act. Those states were added later after the war ended. Mm-hmm. Now, a few of the schools that are a result of this act are really most of the Big Ten schools, except for Michigan. Otherwise, other schools are MIT, North Carolina, Clemson, Texas A&M, Tennessee, Auburn, and Florida, and a total of 69 schools resulted from this act.
Wow. And Illinois kind of struggled for a while, didn't they, when they first started, I guess?
They did, yeah. It seems like for the first about decade and a half, the university was just really struggling to get off the ground. And then when some new administrators took over, right around the turn of the 20th century is when it really started to, or got put on the map.
Wow, amazing. We've been around for a long time. You graduated in the 150th year, didn't you, Nathaniel? I think you did.
I did. Yeah. I did with my bachelor's.
Unbelievable. And then you got your master's right after that. Wow. Okay. Good stuff. And I think the guy, the congressman from, I think you said Vermont, Morrill, or M-U-R-R-I-L.
Morrill.
Is it M-U-R-R-I-L-L or something? I tried to look him up, but I got confused. It's not anything to do with the Morrill Plots, which is M-O-R-R-O-W.
Right.
By the Underground Library.
Underground Library.
Yeah, it had nothing to do with that, but it sounded kind of the same.
It does.
Yeah. They do sound similar, yeah, but no, they're not related.
All right, we learned something about the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign. It wasn't always as easy as it is now with... We had a lot of muddy messes and
right.
stuff.
And the
horses.
Land Grant College Act really came
well,
to
yeah.
the rescue.
I don't think we would have been here without
right.
that. Nathaniel Sun, well done on Did You Know?
All right. Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
All right. Talk next week. It's my son Nathaniel in Chicago. Nathaniel Sun, tip of the cap to the old movie Karate Kid. All right. ESPN 93.5, 7:56. It is Thursday. This is November 2nd. Hey, don't forget, when you go to bed Saturday, I'm giving you an extra hour of sleep.
Yes, thank
Actually,
you, Stevie.
Congress is doing that. I am happy we squeezed it, made it shorter, so we'll spring ahead in March.
Okay.
So it's only a few months.
Right.
And why we do it, debatable.
Right.
But we're doing it. So again,
and there's always this talk of when we're going to stop that. But,
oh, I know. Every year. Hey, when I was young.
Right.
I get it.
Let's just go through the motions and get her done. And check the smoke detectors, too.
Check your batteries. You need the 9 volts. Mm-hmm. You don't have enough of those. So grab some of those. Go to Interstate batteries. They've got packets of them.
Absolutely.
All right. So don't forget Tuesday, 10:30. You want to come to the iHotel with me. I'll be there for the Stevie J Travel announcing of our 2024 schedule. We got a lot of great trips.
Uh-huh.
We have a lot of great trips, and why not join us? I'm calling Sam today to see if I can get a deal to go to Houlihan's for lunch.
Sounds good.
Why not get a little off on your
And speaking
lunch?
Of Houlihan's, tonight, Thursday evening, 6 to 8, they have a classical harpist that will be playing in the background.
Did you say harpist?
Harpist.
It's not easy to move those things.
I know.
You can't put that in a Prius. You can't put a harp in a Prius now.
6 to 8.
Wow, I want to go to that.
I know.
Harp background? Come on, man.
My husband, Mike Anderson, asked if we could have a date night.
Well, why don't you put a tie on, Mike? That's a harp, man. That's a harp, man. Anyway.
I don't know about the tie.
iHotel. He can loosen it. iHotel tonight. It's patio play inside.
Mm-hmm.
A harpist would be 10 stars for me.
Nice.
It'd be awesome. All right, the news will be coming up next. Glad you're listening. You're always welcome to text in at 217-359-2255. Any thoughts along the way, feel free to share them. This is WSJK Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana. Your news coming up next. It's 7:58.
Fleetwood Mac Rumors is coming to the Virginia Theater on November 15th.
Rumors of Fleetwood Mac, the world's finest tribute to Fleetwood Mac, returns to the stage at the Virginia Theater Wednesday, November 15th. Founding member Mick Fleetwood actually endorsed Rumors of Fleetwood Mac. Channeling the spirit of Fleetwood Mac, performing hits like Go Your Own Way and Dreams and Rhiannon.
Get your tickets now at thevirginia.org.
So when was the last time you saw a best deal guarantee?
You mean a promise that actually held up?
Right.
That some unknown online entity didn't want you to log in and download a code and then re-verify as you join some club?
Drives you nuts, I know.
And then once you purchase that set of steak knives?
Well, Dick Van Dyke Appliance World is a lot simpler. You find a verified great deal and they beat it. Just show them the deal you saw. A newspaper clipping or the online cart price will do, and then you're good.
At Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, it's one of those instances where you see a best deal guarantee and
you get the best deal.
This is Dennis Reakin, chairman of Dick Van Dyke Appliance World.
Our exclusive 10-year protection plan comes free with most appliance purchases. Whether it's a GE, Whirlpool, Frigidaire, Bosch, or any of our 30 brands, I guarantee we will beat any competitor's deal. Wow!
Dick Van Dyke, appliance world. When you buy from us, you get the whole store.
When it comes to finding a reliable vehicle, look no further than Sarah Champagne, your trusted automotive destination. They carry a lineup of top brands, including Honda, BMW, Subaru, GMC, and Buick. And they're not just about cars. They're about people. Their team is dedicated to providing you with trustworthy service and dependable vehicles that fit your lifestyle. Experience the difference at Sarah Champagne. Visit